Precious tritium is the fuel that makes this podcast go.
There's only 25 pounds of it on the whole planet.
With great power comes great responsibility.
And welcome to a new episode of Swinging Through Spider-Man, a podcast where we usually read through Spider-Man comics in chronological order, having known nothing about the Spider-Man comics. This week is different because we're speaking about the new Spider-Man game, Marvel's Spider-Man, on PlayStation 4. Brad, how have you found it so far?
It's been a delight. It's been full of puddles.
Big criticism come in for the game from people about the puddles. I'm having a mare here. My mind is frazzled because I have actually felt an obligation to fully complete the game before we started recording today, so I knew what I was talking about. Brad, you are up to like halfway, three quarters of the way through Act One. So the gist of this.
Only three quarters of through Act One.
I'll say so. I just to be.
I feel like I've already sunk a solid like 30 hours into the game.
Yeah, but you've just been doing what I've been doing and swinging around.
As soon as it gave me the opportunity to go after those backpacks, you best believe I was going after the backpacks.
Okay, well, come on to that right away. Let me just finish the intro. I'm James. That's Brad. Usually, we read through Spider-Man comics in order. Today, we're, of course, speaking about Spider-Man games. Spider-Man games are, in fact, what interested... That's what got us into Spider-Man, really, isn't it? Genuinely?
Yeah, that and the movies. Yeah. I mean, my earliest memory of Spider-Man wasn't the amazing Spider-Man animated TV series on Fox Kids back there. Nah, it was playing Spider-Man 1 on PlayStation 1.
So is this Spider-Man 1 the game of the movie, or is it the first Spider-Man game?
No, the first Spider-Man game. Spider-Man, I'm talking about the one...
Just called Spider-Man.
Yeah, just Spider-Man on PlayStation 1. You know the one where the city... had some sort of like dense fog underneath, like,
oh yeah,
rooftop that was like under 20 stories small.
So this is the game, the same game I played, where you could unlock every loads of costumes, and there was a lot of detail into explaining these costumes, and you could unlock the comic covers. Of course, one of the famous comic covers you could unlock is the one that issue 33 that we covered a few weeks ago. And I loved that game, mate. I adored that game, and I
played it to death, mate.
I adored.
I remember I went out and purposely bought the cheat magazine. What was it? I want to say Game Freaks, but I don't think was it Game Master?
Games Master, that's the one.
Yes, that was the one. Purely because it had all the cheats listed in it to unlock all the goodies.
Wow.
You know, back in the day when you used to have to like literally type in a passphrase.
Well, they've come a long way, haven't they? They really have. After playing that, because I think we're best off starting.
I don't know if you've come a long way considering like that has translated all that content which you like had to go seek out. Now it's just translated to fucking loot crates.
Yeah, but in terms of the game, man. This is when I was playing Spider-Man 2, the game of the movie. In my head, I was imagining it looked like this. Of course, when you look at videos, you're like, "Oh, this looks fucked." But when I was playing that game, like I must have been 10, 12.
That game blew my dick clean off.
It was an erotic experience.
How does a game know where to swing the webs from? How does it know?
I couldn't get my head around it because it's like this. It looks shit now, but what you have to understand is when you were playing that game, your imagination just completely took over. And it was a good game. It was fantastic.
I remember playing that game and thinking, like, this is what it feels like to step into the shoes of Spider
But now that's been realised, mate. So, bit of structure. We'll start off by speaking about the most recent game, Spider-Man PS4, Marvel Spider-Man. Before we go into it, there will be major spoilers for the part up to where Brad is. So, Act 1, basically. There'll be minor spoilers for the rest of the game to talk about criticisms and other shit like that. So if you want to go into it clean, I think you just turn off. Now, to be honest, this is it for you. So we'll catch you soon until you catch up on the game or are willing to be comfortable with the stuff me and Brad talk about. So if you're down with spoilers or you've played the game, carry on listening, because I would hate anyone's experience of the game to be ruined. I don't think it would be. I think if you told people the ending or things that happened, I do not think it would actually be ruined.
Well, here's,
genuinely.
Here's the thing. Is it really spoil if you already kind of know what to expect from reading the comics? Because we're newbies to the comics. We don't know a thing that goes on. The only thing that we've ever, ever absorbed when it comes to the Spider-Man universe is the animations, the movies, and
the games.
So is the ending spoiled for you if you already had some sort of prior knowledge to that?
I don't think I wouldn't go that far. I think there are certainly elements where absolutely it would be, but there are also things where it's quite profound, it's quite deep.
Ah, okay.
And I was kind of took back by that, and it's certainly something that you maybe want to experience for yourself because it may not have as much impact. But I'm also of the mind that spoilers, whilst I wouldn't want Spider-Man the comics to be spoiled for me by people on Twitter because it's funny reading them to you, I don't think spoilers are something that ruins stuff in that sense. They maybe not enhance the experience, but they don't take much away sometimes. So there's certainly cases where they do.
I definitely disagree.
There's certainly cases where they do, but not every single spoiler is a quote-unquote spoiler.
Yeah, but I'm the kind of guy that, if I'm really anticipating a movie.
Oh, you're fucking weird. You don't like E3 being spoiled for you?
I don't.
That's you, though.
I like to enjoy it myself. I like to have that, come to moment, oh, God, oh, shit, I can't believe they're releasing this sort of thing.
A bit of context is, there was a vertical slice of gameplay, which was clearly not a game. It was a film pretending to be a game. A developer made the film. And it didn't show any gameplay except them jumping around in a 30-second clip of the game in that fucking construction site, and there was a puddle.
there was more than one puddle, and that's the controversy. That's the problem.
But I found that exact part of the fucking game and sent you a photo, and I was like, it fucking looked better.
I don't know, man. I've seen photos of them side by side. The legitimate part of the game that's running on the actual PlayStation 4 in actual engine rather than running on some sort of emulator on a PC. What I take from this is that people have too much fucking time on their hands. The game plays fantastic. I've been glitching to the wall once or twice, but other than that, it is a beautiful, amazing to play game. Good to kill a couple of hours with, and people are moaning about just a tone down of the graphics. It's just mate, I'm pretty sure you were one of the kind of guys that was playing fucking Minecraft 3 or 4 years ago, and you're literally a pixel man, mate, making Lego blocks out of your fucking meat fist. That's literally it. Why are you complaining? As long as it's a good game to play.
Going back to this, the footage that not everyone first saw. It's a film of the game made in engine, but it's still imagine all the resources in this game not going to creating a full city, not going to create cutscenes or characters or gameplay, going into that one mission, not even that whole mission, 30 seconds of that mission. all that power in 30 seconds. It's going to make something that's A, gorgeous, B, amazing, and C, deep, seemingly deep. But it's vertical, it's a vertical slice.
No, you're right. You're right. It's it's just taking all the LSD at once, or just spreading it across the whole game.
Yeah, but the game's fantastic, and that's it isn't the best game ever. There's a lot. There are flaws. There's room to critique it. Of course there is. And it isn't, you know, again, it isn't the best game ever. It probably isn't a 10 out of 10. It probably isn't, in some eyes, a 9 out of 10. And that doesn't matter. Anyone else's review shouldn't matter to you. It's your own review. Some fucking shit games are my favourite games. Like my fucking favourite of all time. Like 4 out of 10 on IGN. It's like, I don't give a fuck. It's your personal idea of what you want to do. I like playing some shit games and other people really like good games. And I think they're shit. So, I saw people screwing that it got like a 8.7 or 9.7 on IGN, and people
That's basically average nowadays. For any for any AAA game, you kind of expect that.
But 5 should be the average because 5 is half a 10. But it's not, is it?
Not, no. Well, basically, anything less than a 7 is essentially like
shit.
Well, it's a death sentence for any games developer team.
But that's certainly, I can see why people would say Spider-Man PS4 is a 6 out of 10. No, it's a quote unquote average game or below average. That's fair. But I really enjoyed it. I thought it was fantastic. I think it nails everything that it should nail, except a few things.
Yeah, I get that. The other thing is that I don't really like to put a rating against the game. Like, because the beautiful thing about games compared to any other medium is that, like, if you go to the cinema and you sit in a chair, like, granted that no one walks in front of you in order to go take a piss, like, you're going to be experiencing the exact thing that the guy sitting next to you is. Whereas in a game, like, everything you could do can be different. You know, it's essentially a puzzle. Like, 9 times out of 10, you've got to, like, even when it comes to fighting or shooting, it's like you need to be able to run and look and duck and shoot at this guy before he can shoot you. Like, that's what it comes down to. So if you experience the game and it's really difficult for you, then you're going to say that you didn't enjoy it. Whereas someone who might play the game and it's like, oh, this game's way too easy, then they might not have fun because it's too easy for them. So it's subjective, man. You just got to say, like, whether or not you personally enjoyed the game.
I fully agree, man. I think it's its own Spider-Man universe, and that's something that it's its own Marvel universe, and that's something our friend Dr. Spidey actually said. And he actually fucked my mind up because he said not only is the game it's in itself canon in its own Marvel universe, its own designated Marvel universe, every single playthrough. No, it's a bit of string theory.
It's starting to get heavy.
Every single fucking playthrough, essentially, because every swing is different. The time everyone approaches different missions or handles things in the game is different. Every single playthrough is its own Marvel universe, technically.
I guess that makes sense.
It would make sense because, say, you bomb through the missions and don't do any side stuff, you're finishing the story at a different pace, aren't you?
Yeah, that's a good point.
And every swing is different. And the way everything goes up.
Oh, you're messing with my noodle now.
It's not that hard.
Is it like the string theory thing where it's like every time you make a different decision, like you split that decision into another universe?
Yeah, because do you know the random crimes that are in the game?
Yeah.
Say you spend the entire portion of your playthrough dealing with them until, and then once you've dealt with them up to a point, you start playing the game, the story.
Yeah.
It's a different game, isn't it, to what other people are playing?
That's true.
You're in different places doing different things until you start the story. You're in a different suit, aren't you? Mate. Because you get that first suit at the start.
I don't know what it is, man. I've unlocked like a load of suits and some of them are fucking sick. Like, don't get me started on Punk Spider-Man. Punk Spider-Man is epic. But for some reason, I just always keep putting on that, like, PlayStation 4, like, white spider.
The suit for the game?
It's just, there's something about it that just keeps drawing me to it.
So I've unlocked, of course, I've got every suit. You know, I've got the suits that are given in the game. I've got the fucking everything. I have not stopped going back to that first suit.
Oh, I'm so glad.
the white spider suit, the suit of the game, the suit made for the game. I have not stopped going back to that suit. And I've got suits in the game. I've got some other suit that they all look cool. And I just can't not use the white spider suit because it's like I'm betraying the game if I'm not using it. You know what I mean? It's like if I see him in a cutscene and he's not wearing this suit, I've absolutely fucked it. Because he wouldn't be wearing the fucking comic book self-made suit that fucking, you know. He wouldn't. It made me like, I got neuroses playing this game. I was like, I can't. If I'm in a another suit, it's only during side missions.
Yeah.
And the first DLC is of course, Black Cat. Oh, that's known. It's like a heist.
Oh, okay, cool.
And there's a suit you obviously get for doing the Black Cat missions that are in the game, these side things.
Yeah,
is that one.
You've got to find the cats, haven't you?
Yeah. So when you find all those cats, you get something. And that suit for me, I can't wear now until the Black Cat DLC, which inevitably will be another suit released. So this is fucking. See the string theory thing going on?
I do.
Like, I have made this suit in my head specifically for that Black Cat stuff. But when that Black Cat stuff comes out, new suits will be released. And I will feel very uncomfortable.
Suits that I want to see. I want to see amazing Bagman head. I want to see that suit. Where he's like...
Of course, we know that not from the comics, but from Spider-Man 2001, the game with the cloud on the floor.
No, that game. I know about the amazing Bagman because he wore that in... What? It must have been like the third or fourth comic that we've covered.
He hasn't wore that yet.
Yeah, he did. He was just a fucking paper bag.
Oh, yeah, he did put a paper bag on his head. But I don't think it was like amazing Bagman like that one.
Have I literally guessed what's going to happen?
You've just made that up. You've actually made it up. I'll go on record and say you fucking made that
up. Well, whatever. I want to see that. I want to see the outfit that he wore when he first Electro the first time. Just literally regular Spider-Man outfit with rubber gloves and big old worker boots. That's what I want to see.
I want to see the Steve Ditko one with webbing under the arms.
Oh, that would have been awesome. That was in one of the bags, wasn't it?
I was really upset. I was really upset when you get the comic book suit. And I thought, oh, it'll be the suit from the comics. But technically, the first suit you're wearing is the suit from the comics because it's the original suit.
Yeah,
isn't it? And this is the one before the White Spider one. But I thought the comic book suit would be the comic book suit, not a comic book style suit. And I was like, oh, fuck. the suits are fucking great. Like, they all look good.
What was it now? Can I say something? Like you've got the Infinity War Iron Spider costume as well, which is pretty epic.
Yeah, you get that, don't you? It's cool. That's cool. Spider
I love
Punk's
Spider-Punk.
Cool.
Spider-Punk is like one of my favourites, man. The look of him is just friggin' awesome.
You get all the spider armors and insulated suits and, there's a specific suit in the story that you get, which is...
I'd be interested in knowing just how many of these suits are actually, canon. Like, how many have appeared in the comics in the past.
I think that every single one of them, as far as I know, including the White Spider, because there's a Spider-Man game comic coming out, will have been in the comics. I can say that for a fact. That none of them are original except the ones in the game. The ones made for the game, sorry.
Mm.
So I think that's two. So I think there's literally two suits that are original. And I think I'm going on a limb there. But I think I'm certain that's true.
Well, if that is the case, I need to find these Punk Spider-Man comics and invest.
Yeah, I think I don't think it'll affect your knowledge of Spider-Man, so you can. I think you're free to do that.
I hope not. I'm just gonna have like angry fans being like, "Oh no, you can't do that, not at all."
Let's talk about the characters in the game.
Yes,
in Act One.
Let's rock down to Electric Avenue.
What's fucked you off about them? Anything in particular? Are you gonna talk about Martin Lee?
Yeah, that did bug me, but that is like a major spoiler for the Act One. Like, literally, this is the part I've got up to. Like, literally this
but
part.
This is the point. We're spoiling Act One. We're allowed to do that because Act One is a week old at this point.
Well, it's just sort of like, as soon as I saw him on screen, like, as soon as when he's just literally walking into the kitchen in the back, I was just like, he's a bad guy. he's the guy that's gonna fuck me over. Just instant knowledge.
I think I've read a few Spider-Man comics in my time, not like in consecutive order, but not enough to have a knowledge as well. Like a few, like when I say a few, I've probably read like here, before I started the podcast, 10 in total,
like
10
at random, like here and there,
at complete fucking random. So one was like from 2004, which I read in 2004 when I was a kid. One was in 2008 when I was in 2008. And one was in 2013 2013. And this geezer, Mr. Negative, was in it. And also this geezer, Martin Lee, was in it.
I'm just imagining Mr. Negative just being there like he goes on Metacritic and Rotten Tomatoes and he's just like, did not enjoy, meh.
But the worst thing is, Brad, is in the comics, there's a better there's more difference between Mr. Negative and Martin Lee. Where you almost can't tell. If you didn't know or didn't catch on, you wouldn't tell. But now, that's kind of ruined something for me. Where when I read that one comic, there was Martin Lee in it working at the homeless shelter and a Mr. Negative, of course, doing fucking shady drug deals. I was like, oh, so they're the same fucking person. You fucking dickheads.
So it's...
Because in the game, it's so obvious it's the same fucking person.
Yeah, it's ridiculously obvious. It's just like, oh, the one Chinese guy is linked to these other only Chinese guys. Uh-huh. Didn't see that coming.
But also, it's just the inverted colours. He doesn't even wear a mask.
Oh, no. He doesn't take a rocket scientist to realise that it's white suit and...
But the thing is, if you took a photo of him in crime and turned it, like, inverted the colours... It would literally be Martin Lee. What the?
I think that is
definitely, like, it's not like to piss me off. It was just like, oh, this was incredibly, like, blatantly obvious. I'm not sure if that's a valid criticism because it is obvious. It's just an invert of him. But it was just like, he seems so nice. Like, what is he doing?
Yeah, to be fair, let's touch upon other characters that they've rewrote in this, such as Doc Ock. He seems so nice.
Yeah, he's clearly as well. The thing is, it's like, oh, so he's going to go fucking nuts.
Oh, yeah, clearly.
Like, this guy's going to lose his fucking shit.
But the thing is, I don't think that they've shied away from that one. Because, like, Doc Ock's a classic villain.
Oh, they went fully in on it.
Exactly. Like, even if you don't really know Spider-Man, you know who Doc Ock is. Like, you know who he is. So, like, he's introduced to you in, like, the first 10 minutes of the game. And you're like, wait a minute, you're supposed to be a bad guy. And he's just there like, oh, I'm going to fix his arm. Oh, yeah. Oh, Peter, it's exploding. And he's like, hold on, but aren't you supposed to be telling me about Precious Trinium?
So Otto Octavius in it. I did not catch on immediately that it was Otto Octavius.
Come on, man. I saw that green turtleneck and I was just like, bring on the 11 herbs and spices.
So the first time you see it, it's just called Otto, isn't it? And he looks like Doc Ock. And I'm like, he's on the phone and you don't know it's Octavius. It's just this bloke called Otto calling you. And I was like, what? Is that Doc Ock calling me on my fucking landline? Like on my mobile. And it literally is. And it's like the geezer. And what's incredibly on brand is in a cutscene, do you know when he catches you with a suit?
Yeah.
He walks in with bags of Chinese and he doesn't know you're there. He doesn't know you're there. So he's eating 11 trays of fucking Chinese. He says, oh, I didn't know you were there. I would have ordered food. And I was like, you fucking greedy cunt. You have got two full bags of Chinese takeaway.
Oh, man. To be fair, man, when you get a bag of prawn crackers, that is like a big portion of the carrier bag. But I can't excuse the other bag. I could excuse the one bag. That would make sense to me, but two bags.
No, it's two full bags, and you can see from the outline there's trays in them. And look, I ain't gonna spoil anything for you, but all I say is if he were to happen to go to get ill, it might be because of the MSG he's consuming. If that were just to happen, Brad, just think that it might be because of the MSG.
Fucking up them arteries.
And no, in all fairness, I really enjoyed that because it was very, very humanizing of a character that in our readings of the comic so far is literally just kind of evil.
Yeah,
just, for the sake of it. Because the arms are making him evil.
Well, it's not so much that. He was always a little bit of a dickhead. Because if I remember correctly, way, 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 way back from the first one, he was like trying to create, like, you know, do the whole radioactive thing with his spider, with his octo legs and that. But he was just like, oh, the other scientists, they laugh at me, but I'd reassure them because I am so smart. It's just like, can you not just get along? I don't know, just there might be uses for them to help you and you to help them. Just become a better person.
So yeah, the character of Doc Ock is amazing, but Norman Osborn's in it as well, of course.
Oh, what a prick. I already want to punch his virtual face.
He looks and dresses exactly like he manages a second division Scottish football team. Genuinely. And he's a dickhead, and he's obviously been boosted up, like they've supercharged his comic book role, as we understand, where he's a, you know, a big shot, and now he's the mayor.
Yeah, he's proper gone way above. But then again, it's like I've been listening to the JJ
podcast, yeah, the podcast. Fucking thing.
And it, from what I can gather from that, he was mayor at some point.
Oh, I may have missed that, but that sounds like it could be true. But it also sounds very ridiculous and against something you may have made up. But it's grounded in truth. That might be true, Brad.
But then again, we do say, like, time and time again, like, in the era of comics that we're reading at the moment, we're literally just in the midst of state of changing between Steve Ditko as the artist to
John Romita.
Is it junior or senior?
Senior, junior's his son.
And in this moment in time, we constantly say, like, oh, JJ is like a really respected man for being the head of, like, the voice of the people in a newspaper.
So, like, now he's screaming on the podcast.
I mean, it's kind of like a reflection of, like, Donald Trump. Like imagine where Trump's going to be in a few years' time. Like, that's what he's going to be doing.
Dead.
I felt like that was missing like a sip of water and a slam onto the table.
No, I'm not even angry. It's the truth. You can't consume that much fucking shit and leave.
MSG is going to get to him as well.
That's not even a political commentary, is it? It's just like, that's the truth. He eats fucking McDonald's all the time. You can't do that. But the J.J. and Jameson podcast, very cool, and how it beeps in all the time. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I like that.
I think that's very
cool.
It's
like when I first put on the Punk Spider-Man outfit, like I had a podcast popping with that. And he was just like saying that he's like, it makes sense how now he's like anti-establishment and anarchist. And I was just like, he's an arachnid. He's an arachnid anarchist. And that's just really fucking stuck with me.
But is he an anarchist? Because you do spend a lot of time helping the police.
Well, was it Amusing Moose that really summed it up for us? Where it was just like, if this game is a measurement of how good of a Spider-Man I am a fucking terrible Spider-Man.
I don't know. It may have been Amazing Spider. It could have been anyone, because I think a lot of people actually said, oh, you said it as well? You said you'd be a shit Spider-Man? Because the first thing I did when I got my superpowers was go and get every backpack and take every photo.
Just easy fucking points, man. Now, to be fair, like, the one thing that I did get my fucking jollies off to was doing the backpack missions, because there was little artifacts in there that we've come across already, and it just fucking, like, you get that little...
So what are the Easter eggs that we get now? We actually fully get?
Oh, yeah,
there's some in there that we don't, but the fact that we do get some, that's I consider that quite an achievement, mate. But Peter Parker in the game, what do you think? He's 24 to 26 in the game. Been Spider-Man for 8 years, so he's not the Peter Parker.
To be fair, with the Peter Parker in the game, I feel a hell of a lot more connected to him. Because obviously being around about the same age as him, struggling to keep up with like his work-life balance, you know, he's going through like more adult relationship problems rather than just being like, you know, oh, I can't fucking seem to get hold of that Betty Brant. You know what I mean? It's a bit more realistic, and I appreciate that. It's one thing that we were saying the other day, like whilst we was talking off air, was that the more we look into Spider-Man, the more that we're looking about what he stands for now, as opposed to when where the comics that we're reading are set or was wrote, is that Spider-Man has always been a hero of the time. Like, he's always reflected what the people reading his comics are going through. You know, and I think they've done that with this storyline. They've brought it, like, especially the character writing. They've really brought it forward and, you know, fleshed it out, made it a little bit more developed.
And for all that hard work, I think the best thing about the game is the swinging. Like, the swinging is fantastic.
Oh, God, yes. Right up until you glitch into a wall.
But even then, you're like, oh, I forgive you. I forgive you.
Mate, I glitched into a wall in the first 5 minutes of playing the game. Like, I was versing the Kingpin, who fucking rolled on me, by the way. Like, I've never felt like more of a little bitch in a game ever. Because it's just basically thrown you in the sandbox and said, play.
Oh, the Kingpin's gonna, he's gonna fucking kick you around. He runs so fast. He's so speedy.
Oh, he's a speedy boy, Anna.
Grunting, just full of beat, like Burger King Whoppers.
Stay up.
And no, I think for the most part the game's really good. It's just my main criticism is go ahead.
Sorry, I've just remembered something that I saw speaking about the glitches. Somebody was doing that aerial maneuver trick that you can do where you basically get into a little ball.
Yeah.
And they landed on the floor.
Or of the water, and they just kept rolling.
Yeah, it just kept rolling. Like across the water. But the thing is, that reminds me of, do you remember that panel?
Yeah.
Do you remember that panel? I think it was like, it must have been like Amazing Spider-Man 16 or something like that, where he just gets into a ball and just fucking uses his whole body to fucking bowl.
Oh, the cannonball. Some...
Yes.
Yeah.
No, do you remember when he fucking span up like Sonic the Hedgehog? Fucking hell. Like, I forgot about that. Up until I saw that video of the glitch, and then it just got me going again.
We'll finish off by speaking about one. We'll have a criticism each, and we'll have our favourite thing each. I think my criticism, and this is the minor spoilers for Act 3, so giving you 5 seconds now to turn off. Well, 2, because I'm going into it now. The game, quite literally, and I am not fucking kidding you, it is like a Spider-Man reskin of Arkham City or Arkham Knight in the third act.
Yeah, I get that.
And there is quite literally an entire mission lifted. I am not shitting you. I am not fucking shitting you. And this isn't necessarily a major criticism, because those games made superhero games better.
Oh, yeah. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah. And there are parts of Spider-Man that add to that. And there are parts that I looked at and I was like, fucking hell. And Act 3, the setting of Act 3, not necessarily the setting, sorry, the feel of Act 3 and the way some things look is bang straight fucking out of Arkham Knight or Arkham City. And one mission in particular is bang out of Arkham Asylum, sorry. Straight. And I've 100%ed that game, you know, within the last year. So I know what I'm fucking talking about, and I know that mission is out of the fucking game.
It's, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of, like, you know, that shitty Scooby-Doo meme where Fred is about to unmask the villain, and he's just like, oh, it was you all along. It's literally just, like, Photoshop, the Insomniac thing, and then Fred is literally lifting off the mask, and it's just like, oh, it was Rocksteady all along.
Yeah. And no, that's not me shitting on the game, because if there is a game that you kind of look at for inspiration, it is those games. You know, it is genuinely, and like, they haven't just done it. Like, it's not like they've just done it. There is reasons why.
To be fair, like, it's sort of like the Batman games. They created like an epic formula which genuinely works, and
well, it just made a new genre of games, and that's superhero games. It's not action games. It's not.
I don't know. You know, because think about it. Spider-Man and Batman's tactics are very, very similar. Like, they both use obviously Batman uses a grappling hook, whereas Spider-Man uses webs to swing about. You know, I couldn't imagine
Spider-Man fights for the poor, and Batman goes kicking the shit out of the poor.
Oh yeah, breaks teeth.
It's also very rich as well, which makes it very painful.
But it's not what you do that defines you.
Like, please, Batman, could you spare some change? And he, do you know, in Game of Thrones, when the mountain knocks Akiza's teeth out?
Oh, mate, yeah.
So he knocks the homeless man's teeth out, picks them all up, and puts them in his begging cap. That's Batman, the awful bastard. But no, there is a lot of stuff. It's a lot of similarities. And it's very good. It's just the one fucking thing.
I couldn't imagine another superhero game being reskinned the same way as you could with the Batman games. Like the Batman Arkham Asylum games. Like, it's a winning formula. Like, if you dropped any other superhero in there other than Spider-Man, I don't think it would work. Like, could you imagine Iron Man? Like, the gears can fly. There's no stealth element to him at all, unless he's out of his suit.
Yeah, you'd have to revamp a lot of things, wouldn't you?
Exactly. He couldn't work for Thor, because again, he can fly, and you know, he can beat up massive waves of people. Thor would probably be more to akin of a game like Dynasty Warriors or something like that.
Yeah, and I think maybe Daredevil.
Oh, Daredevil, yeah, because, well, Daredevil's a blind Spider-Man, so...
But it'd also be pointless, because it'd be in the same world.
Well, yeah, it's literally like Devil's Kitchen is just, like, one tiny bit of New York, whereas, you know, our webhead caters to the whole of the NYC.
So what was your criticism? Have you got one yet?
I do have a criticism. Right. You know when you do the research stations? Like, these throwaway bullshit research stations.
Is it the fucking pigeon vaccinating mission? Or the fish vaccinating mission?
Mate, they're all shit. They're all wank. But my problem is that every single research station you get to, every single fucking one, it's just like, oh my God, there's this thing happening. I've got to do it quick because it's turned into this major catastrophe. It's like, can't Spider-Man just fix things for the sake of fixing them? It doesn't have to fucking blow up a building. It doesn't have to be imminent. Just let it chill. Why has everything got to be such a state of emergency? Those missions are so shit that if people are doing them, it's clearly done by a completionist anyway. But to be honest, I just do it because I enjoy swinging around a city.
One thing I think that it should take from the Arkham games is the depth, and that is like the side missions that link into Easter eggs, and there is a few. There are some in Spider-Man. They're just shit. They are just shit.
Yeah, I do agree with that. I haven't come across anything other than the backpack so far that's made me go, other than that.
The pigeons are fucking, you'll get to the pigeons. The pigeons are fucking mental, because it's like, what the fuck am I doing catching pigeons?
No, I've done that. He's like legitimately like killing them. Just fucking.
Yeah, it looked like he was ripping their head off, and I know he wasn't, but it looked like he was tearing their heads off. All right. Well, let's get to your favourite thing about the game. But first, I'm going to tell you fucking my favourite thing, and it's not the swinging, it's the bastard photo mode.
Oh, you've been having fun with that.
That is, my Twitter is full of me just taking snaps. And one of my mates, he has a PS4 Pro, and his screenshots look better, and I'm getting fucking pissed off.
Rendered in real time.
No, I am, because they look, I'm like, oh, how did you make the suit look like that? And he went, oh, I've got a PS4 Pro. And I was like, oh, do you?
Do you now? I'm not going to lie, that photo mode's going to really help me with the artwork that's going to be replaced very soon. Like, just being able to get him into some sweet poses and that sort of thing would be awesome.
So what's your major thing about the game that you love then?
The thing that I love about the game is when you're in the cutscenes, you can count all the threads on the shirts. Nah, that ain't it. I love the stealth elements. I think it's awesome. I really like the switch between the two and how you're not sort of like... You can approach a lot of things the way how you want to. Like, there'll be a load of people on, like, say, the Fisk building sites. And if you have a look around, they're built, like, purposely so you can have a little bit of a, like, a really good play date with all the nice baddies. So you can throw stuff down on them. You can break boxes next to them and lead them away.
Oh, like, so this is like the Arkham Predator mission.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But kind of thing. The thing that I love about... The reason I love them way more than that is that you're not, if you don't want to do the stealth bits, if you like, you can just go ham. You can just
kick the shit out of them.
Exactly. You don't have a penalty for fucking up. And that's the one thing that pisses me off about a lot of stealth games, where it's like, oh shit, I fucked up. Better start from the beginning. Whereas like, if someone clocks you can just go fucking smack them off the side of a building.
I think the game is really good. I think there's reasons why people don't think it's as good as people say, and I think there are definitely reasons why people think it's better than other people think. But overall... But
that being said, remember when Spider-Man 2, the game, came out? Like, the movie game?
Yeah.
Like, Andrew Garfield... Not Andrew Garfield. I've mixed... Tobey Maguire. That's the one. Like, when that game came out, was there anything really spectacular about it other than the fact that it looked good and that there was a massive city to go traversing? It's taking what we love, taking what we like, sort of trimming the fat here and there, although I've heard that the fat gets really fatty later on, and just presenting a polished game. I don't think that there's anything to really grumble about. It kills time.
I miss the pizza missions.
Ah, pizza missions, man.
That would have been good, but no, you look at Spider-Man 2, and that's like the one, isn't it? That's like the one.
Mm.
And now you have...
I don't know anyone who didn't play that game and had fond memories of it.
And now you have something better. Genuinely better.
Genuinely? Yeah, it's just childhood's being relived. And it's got me so amped for Spider-Man. Like coming and doing these podcasts every fucking day, every week. Like, and enjoying the banter between our spider geezers. It gets me warm and fuzzy inside, and it makes me really enjoy Spider-Man. He's just like such a cool superhero. His look, his style, his design, the artist throughout the years. But this has got me like next level hyped. I don't know whether it's because I'm like in the guy's shoes or because the designs on the new outfit is just so fucking good. But there's something about it that just gets me proper like buzzing to get on with some more Spider-Man stuff.
No, yeah, it's made me really just look at it. And realise that there is modern Spider-Man comics I can read without ruining it, like the whole Spider-Man.
I think that's where the buzz is coming from, because I'm just like, I can't wait to get to there. Like, oh, I want it so bad, but I don't want to put the cart before the horse, and I owe it to us to wait.
I think that's pretty much it, man. It's nailed it. It goes into, you know, all the Spider-Man games I've played, like Mysterio's Menace on the Game Boy Advance and Spider-Man Enter Electra, all that shit. I look at this and like I completed it. I've done everything. Some things were crap. Some things were really bad. Most things are fucking great.
You know one thing that still fucking gives me fucking anxiety to this very fucking day, and I can't believe we haven't spoke about it before. Spider-Man for the PlayStation 1. Do you remember the final enemy?
Monster Rock.
Yes. And you have to fucking run through that little tunnel, and you have to run like... against the camera, like fucking Crash Bandicoot, and the geezer. Oh yeah, yeah, and then the geezer's coming like right at you, and if you fuck up, he's just like keeping advancing, and he keeps throwing obstacles in your way that you have to fucking move out of the way of. I think it was like Carnage plus Doc Ock, wasn't it, or something like that.
Yeah, some
fucking
shit.
Weird. But that boss was fucking scary, man. Haunted me as a kid. I think it was the music as well. It's just so tense.
Yeah, very tense, and this game goes down alongside that one in my memory.
Oh yeah, definitely.
That's something really good. But yeah, but that's it, man. We'll jump into recapping Steve Ditko later on. But for now, do you want to go play Destiny? Do you want to fuck off Splash and like go play idea, Destiny?
Do we have any housekeeping before we go? Do we have what we're doing next week? We're doing a
recap.
It's going to be more of a Ditko for Dummies
appreciation.
Yeah.
Like, look at our favourite bits, the worst bits, what we liked, what we didn't like, characters. Get, like, kind of what we've just done now, just chat rubbish about it.
Yeah.
A bit.
I mean, apologies for any people that are, like, chomping at the bit to get some more amazing Spider-Man read-throughs, but, you know, it's going to be soon.
Yeah, we're just giving you this to delight, you know, get the artwork. Get it all
set. It will be done.
It will be done.
And still working on that competition for you guys as well.
And we want to launch with that.
What we would also like as well, in prior to our next episode about the Man of the Hour, Ditko, we would like you to message us on our Twitter, our Facebook, or our or email us through SpideyPodcast@...
It's swingingthroughspidey@gmail.com, sorry.
Yeah. SwingingThroughSpidey@gmail.com and tell us your favourite Ditko moments and why. That'd be a massive help for us, and, you know, we would like to discuss those ideas and ours and share them with you, and you share ours with us, and we just have this big old share together.
That's a really good idea. I think that's a better idea, Brad, actually.
We'll do that. I know that we've already got a few of our listeners that also do podcasts that they've already shared their ideas as well. So I think it's about time that we do ours.
Fair enough. Well, we'll catch you soon, guys. Goodbye.
See you later.